Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mark Graben is on the phone. How are you today, Mark?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you?
Good. So you've written books about the measures of success as the name of one and practicing lean. And you know something about launching businesses during the pandemic. Were you stunned at how many small businesses launched? Was it because there was a necessity for so many things we hadn't needed prior to the pandemic?
Well, yeah, some of it might be necessity because of people's job situations and, you know, the economic challenges and things changing. I think a lot of it is people looking for a greater sense of fulfillment. You know, I've been involved in two startup software companies. You know, I think of writing a book as sort of being like a startup on its own. You know, I think there's that need that sometimes just isn't met in regular workplaces. But, you know, there are risks to starting a business. And, you know, I think one of the keys is making mistakes on a small scale and learning from them as a way of preventing big catastrophic mistakes.
And I would think when most people were stuck at home and they had a lot of time on their hands to think about what they need or what parents need or how people are coping with a hybrid working, you know, situation, that probably, I mean, that really is the mother of invention, right?
That's one of the best drivers for a business. It's not so much about what I want to do or the service that I could create. It's really best to start from that sense of need. You know, one of my guests on My Favorite Mistake was an emergency room physician who had a need in his workplace. You know, the doctors and the nurses had ideas for improvement. They didn't have a place to track those ideas. So he ended up creating software that he eventually then launched as a software company called Kinexus. So, like, knowing the problem firsthand and being passionate about solving it often leads to really good startup ideas.
I talked to somebody who volunteers often at Paws Chicago, and they said, hey, I started up a gluten-free bakery. I said, during a pandemic? And they said, yeah, I had time on my hands. There was a need, and I thought, why not? Where I guess I would be a timid entrepreneur, where I'd question whether people would have access to my product and could I make money and what am I going to do when the job market seems so uncertain? And I guess that is what separates me from real entrepreneurs, is they just dive in and take that opportunity, right?
Well, no, actually, I think the questions you're asking, Lisa, are good ones. Like, being timid and taking small steps helps us test our business idea. And, you know, there's a lesson from entrepreneurship circles that says, you know, if it turns out your business is going to fail because something is off between the product and the service and the market, or, you know, you can create something, you could create an app that doesn't mean people are going to pay for it. You know, if that business is going to fail, you'd rather discover that sooner than later. So small tests of change, taking baby steps, to test an idea before you've sunk years into something, that can be helpful, because then maybe you just move on to the next idea instead of continuing to double down on something that might not really have potential.
This is Mark Graben. He's a business consultant and host of My Favorite Mistake, and went to Northwestern, right? Are you based in Chicago now?
No, I'm out in Los Angeles, but I'm flying back in. It's homecoming this weekend, and I'll be there at the football game, and people can listen to that on WGN, of course.
Look, you know how this works. I appreciate it. It's just a fun day for kids who grew up watching Star Trek. And again, you know, we put my guest on hold. How are you? Are you still with me, Mark?
I am, Lisa. That's exciting for William Shatner.
Yeah. And is it something that you were intrigued by or concerned about? Or,
well, you watch these launches and regular people are going up in the space. But, if you look at what happens with these rockets, you know, because there is a huge risk that something could go wrong. So what do? They test, they test, they test, they send up unmanned rockets. And I think there's a lesson there for entrepreneurs. Again, like, if you've got an idea, it might not be a matter of life and death if something goes wrong, But test the idea again.
Mark Graben is a business consultant and host of My Favorite Mistake. And I was reading an article about how many businesses were launched during the pandemic. People were inspired to become an entrepreneur, everything from doctors, lawyers, down to someone who might actually do janitorial services for a living. And he's a Northwestern guy coming home for homecoming. And like everybody else, he was watching and intrigued by Bill Shatner. But so what is your suggestion for people who, it's not too late. I mean, like we said, even space tourism is going to boost opportunity for entrepreneurs to create something new in some way, whether that's even photography. You know, when there's something new, there's options to make money off of it. So what is your word of inspiration? How do you inspire someone who's listening right now to WGN to take that jump and launch that business?
Well, it starts with having a dream. It starts with having a vision. But there's the very practical matter of, you know, trying to figure out sooner than later, will people pay for the product or the service that I want to start up? Will they pay enough to make that a worthwhile business for me? So, you know, there's two lessons I've learned along the way, you know, with startups. You know, there's two important questions. One is, can I create the service? Can I create the app? Can I write the book? And then the second question is there a good business model around that? So I think one tip would be, you know, to be careful surveying people. If you ask friends and family, they might just, you know, they might tell you what you want to hear. And then when you actually move forward with the business for real, you might learn the market feels differently. So, you know, trying to test and do something online that gets people to actually make even a small purchase with your service, that helps test or hopefully validate the business idea.
And can you launch a small business today without social media?
Well, I think it depends on the business. So I think part of the business model is thinking through, how am I going to acquire customers? How are people going to learn about me? How are people going to ask questions about my service? How are they going to pay for it? I imagine there are some businesses that, you know, if they are very local, might not rely on social media. I mean, we saw one of the risks, hopefully this doesn't happen often, you know, with Facebook and Instagram being down for hours the other day. There are some businesses that are very dependent on social media, and, you know, that, I don't know, that might be a mistake to have too many eggs in one basket. That might be something entrepreneurs start rethinking of, you know, well, what is my backup plan if social media goes down, or are there other ways to also reach people and have them, you know, do business with me?
And I would imagine when you deal with entrepreneurs and you inspire them, you find that even though it's incredibly difficult work, it's overall fulfilling.
It is, you know, it's challenging. You know, there are times it'll make you want to pull your hair out. But, you know, I think for a lot of people, I mean, I started my career in a corporate setting. I was in cubicles and I learned, I made some mistakes. It took me a while, but I learned, personally, I do better in a smaller company setting. I've had the chance to do some entrepreneurial things. I think there are ways for people to test their ideas before, let's say, they quit a full-time job. That's, I think, one idea that goes with testing your business model, taking some baby steps. Sometimes people start their business. I've interviewed people who started their business as, you know, some people call it a side hustle. And then you test the idea, you validate it, you realize, yeah, people will pay for this. And then maybe you feel more comfortable taking that leap. To go full time with your startup.
Well, maybe you've inspired some people today, and you know we're cheering on your team when you come home for the homecoming. There's no doubt about it. Thank you so much, Mark Graben, business consultant and host of My Favorite Mistake. I appreciate you calling the show today.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.